You're listening to the Mail Mentor Recruitment Podcast, presented by Mentor Michigan. Download a printable transcript of this podcast at mentormichigan.org. Men and Mentoring, a brief introduction. Recruiting male mentors is one of the biggest challenges programs report. The majority of mentors have always been female, while the majority of youth in need of a mentor have been male. Programs have learned that traditional recruitment techniques do not seem to motivate the male audience to become mentors. In order for children to have stable mentors in their lives, the methods for recruiting men must change. While recruitment is a statewide struggle, it's an issue that must be solved locally. Men become mentors when they're personally recruited and specifically invited to join a program. While national and statewide recruitment campaigns can reinforce what is said locally, a personal ask has proven to be the most effective method to recruit male mentors. This tool is designed to provide program staff and their trained mentor recruiters with language and tips to use when making the ask. This tool takes you through the steps to recruit male mentors in a variety of settings. This podcast addresses the main components of a complete recruitment message. Awareness, making the case. Understanding, the role of stories. Comfort, you can do it. Commitment, let's be clear about things. Success, the ability to win. Closing, making the ask. And overcoming objections and concerns. General considerations when talking with men about mentoring. Chapter 1, Awareness, Making the Case. First, men need to be aware of the need. Rarely do men have a functional understanding of the issue. While men show an appreciation for statistics, it's been found that pairing these statistics with real-life stories have the greatest impact on recruitment efforts. Here's a group setting example. Statewide, there are over 3,500 children waiting to be matched with a mentor. In our program, we have 125 waiting for someone just like you. That may sound like an enormous problem that you can't solve, but let me tell you how you can make a difference. Kyle is an 8-year-old boy in our program, growing up without a dad or positive male role model. His mother works 2 jobs, and he really needs a mentor in his life. Becoming Kyle's friend puts us another step closer to our goal, and it makes a big difference for him. Here's an individual setting example. We're working to connect 125 kids right here in our community. These are kids who really need someone like you in their lives. We have a boy named Kyle in our program. He's been waiting a year for a mentor. He could use someone like you to just hang out with for an hour a week, just being his friend. He'd grow so much from spending time with someone like you. Here are some awareness talking points. Call Research Solutions estimates that 3,500 children are waiting to be matched with a caring adult in Michigan. That may seem like a huge number that you can have little impact on, but let me tell you how much good you can do. Most of these children are boys who need positive male role models. Right now, we need nearly 1,000 men to provide mentors for these boys, many of whom do not have fathers to guide them in life. 4 out of every 10 families are led by a single parent. That leaves a lot of children, especially boys, without someone to look up to in the critical years when they're growing up to be men. There are young men in our community who live without the guidance of men in their lives. Growing up, boys are at a critical stage of learning how to become a man, and if they do not have a positive role model to guide them, they'll look to whoever else happens to be around. For many boys, those are options that are not very good. For more information on the number of children waiting to be matched with a mentor, visit mentormichigan.org and click on the Mentor Michigan Census. Chapter 2, Understanding the Role of Stories. Stories can lay the groundwork for empathy and understanding. That's why it's important for men to hear the stories of how mentors have made a difference. In reflecting upon their own stories of growing up, men begin to recognize how role models made, or did not make, a difference in their lives. They start to empathize with those who do not have strong role models in their lives. In sharing stories, emphasize the role models outside of the home or family to show that you don't have to play the role of a father to be there every day. Describing a mentor as a father or a grandfather can cause the potential mentor to be overwhelmed by the role they may need to play and the time commitment involved. Here's a group setting example. How often do we take a moment to look at the people who shaped our lives? Think for a moment, who were the important men that influenced you? Imagine now if you took all of them away. That's what life is like for many of the children waiting for someone like you to come into their lives. Now consider brainstorming the types of people that made a difference. Examples may include a teacher, coach, youth group leader, boss, neighbor, or other. Here's an individual setting example. I don't know about you, but I was surrounded by lots of great role models. I had great coaches and teachers. How about you? Did you have an important role model? Listen carefully. If the candidate did have a positive role model, encourage him to talk more about what made that role model so special. Be sure to highlight the role models that are outside of the family. In this next example, I'll use a neighbor. The boys in our program really don't have anyone in their lives to fill a role like your neighbor. You can imagine how hard it must be to grow up without someone like that in your life. It obviously had an important impact on you. If they did not have a good role model, allow them to talk about how that impacted their lives. The key is getting the candidate to talk about and acknowledge the importance of a male role model in their lives. That must have been difficult, not having a father or a grandfather in your life. We have a lot of our boys in the program in similar situations. If the candidate had a strong female role model, consider a different approach. Here's an example. You were very fortunate to have such a strong, caring woman in your life. In fact, most volunteers and mentoring programs are women. But you can imagine that for a boy, there's just some discussions that are more meaningful to have with a man. Boys are learning how to become men and are looking around for males they can respect and exemplify. Men are the only ones who can provide this unique role modeling for boys. Here's some understanding talking points. Think for a moment about your life growing up. What men guided you in your life? Was it a coach, pastor, or a caring teacher? What would you be like today if you had not had good role models in your life? If you hadn't had someone to look up to, what people would have shaped your life? How would your life be different? In this next example, use your program's minimum weekly time commitment. 1 hour a week gives a child something he will keep for a lifetime. Think of those who've made such a lasting impact on your life. Now it's your turn to pass it on. Chapter 3, Comfort. You can do it. Getting men comfortable with the idea of mentoring requires addressing head-on any thoughts of the potential for personal failure or a lack of the skills needed to succeed. Men need to be assured that they already possess the skills and characteristics they need to make a difference. They have the ability to become a friend to a child. Men must know the most important quality they bring to a mentoring relationship is their own unique personality. The very fact that they're willing to attend a presentation, listening, considering, and understanding is a measure of that readiness. Utilize what information is available about the candidate to demonstrate that they have what it takes to be a great mentor. Here's a group setting example. The wonderful thing about mentoring is that you are already equipped to be a great mentor. You bring to the table something unique that these kids do not have in their lives, the ability to be their friend. Every child can take away something positive just by being with you. The fact that you're willing to listen to this presentation is an indication of that. You may want to use this opportunity to ask the audience what reasons might keep someone from becoming a mentor. This will allow you to address any questions or concerns raised by the audience. Be prepared for concerns such as inability to make the time commitment, not being a perfect role model, or not knowing what to say to kids. Many men have liability concerns about being alone with a child, driving another person's child, or being perceived as unusual for wanting to spend time with a child or a youth. Here's an individual setting example. Here we'll insert some information that you've just learned from a candidate. I can tell, John, you have what it takes to be a great mentor. I mean, you seem to be a good listener. You are easy to be around. You have characteristics that many of our kids have no exposure to. And all you need to be is a friend. A friend is someone that likes to do what you do, supports your goals, asks how you are doing, and teaches you about things that interest you.